quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
Hey, Best Ever listeners. Welcome to another episode of the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. Travis Watts is back today with another edition of Passive Investor Tips. But first, I want to let you know that today's show is brought to you by Presario Ventures, a private equity real estate firm based in the booming Austin, Texas market. To learn more about how you can invest in the future of Texas with Presario Ventures, visit info.presarioventures.com/best ever or click the link in the show notes. Now, I'm going to kick it over to Travis for another episode of Passive Investor Tips.
In recent years, we've seen a massive inward migration to zero tax states and the Sunbelt states in general. The pandemic has only accelerated that. And what we're inevitably going to see is a normalization where home prices become a lot more elevated in these zero tax states. But as a trade-off, you don't have the state income tax.
Welcome to the Best Ever Show, the world's longest running daily commercial real estate podcast. Our hosts interview commercial real estate experts every day to get you the best advice ever with none of the fluffy stuff.
Welcome back, Best Ever listeners, to another episode of Passive Investor Tips. I'm your host, Travis Watts. In today's episode, what we're talking about is, should you move to a zero tax state? Disclaimers, as always, never financial advice, not telling you or anyone what to do with your money, or in this case, where to move. So with that top of mind, on this series, as you know, we talk a lot about real estate and investing and passive income. But as the saying goes, it's not what you earn, it's what you keep. So in today's episode, I want to cover how to save money while you sleep. So as you know, here in America, every state is different and unique. We have high tax states, we have zero tax states, and we have states that are kind of in between. Some examples of high tax states in this conversation, we'll be talking about New Jersey, for example, at 10.75 state income tax, Hawaii at 11%, California up to 13.3%. This is a tax based off of your active income sources. And a few examples of zero tax states would include Wyoming, Texas, Florida, Tennessee, just to name a few. There's several more to consider. So a quick backstory on this episode. My wife and I, we moved from Colorado to Florida in 2017 permanently. Most of my life, I've been back and forth between those two states, but it really came down to three factors. One was taxes. Two was housing affordability, and three was lifestyle preference. See, in Colorado, the crime had been increasing in our area. The traffic was getting very congested. There was a state income tax of about 4.5%. And quite frankly, we were just getting tired of the cold winters and we were looking for a change up. And I think the final straw for us was when my wife got pregnant with our son, we had to make a decision where we wanted to be longer term and on a more permanent basis. So we chose Florida. For us, it was a fairly easy decision. We were able to sell our house in Denver, move to Florida, buy a comparable sized home for about $150,000 less, increase our quality of life, have warmer weather, and a more enjoyable lifestyle. And believe it or not, our property tax and insurance was relatively the same, because even though Florida was inflated in those areas, we were actually purchasing a house that was cheaper than what we previously owned. So it was all about a wash in terms of housing. One additional consideration that was unique to Florida is that you can homestead a property. So if you live there full time and you're an owner occupant in that house, then they cap your property tax increases at a max of 3% per year. That's been in tax since 1995. And I can remember just a short few years ago owning properties in Colorado that were rentals. And some of those property tax assessments would go up 20, 30, even 40%. In 1 year. So it was very near and dear to my heart, something I was looking forward to saving on as the years progressed.
We'll get back to the show with first some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. Are you looking to raise money from private investors to buy commercial real estate? SyndicationAttorneys.com is here to guide you every step of the way. At SyndicationAttorneys.com, they do more so you can do more. They create real estate syndication and fund offering documents, but they also educate you on the ins and outs of raising private money, ensure your offerings comply with securities laws, and help you structure fair deals with investors so everybody wins. With reasonable lump sum fees and over $2.75 billion in securities offerings created, SyndicationAttorneys.com has the expertise you need. But that's not all. SyndicationAttorneys.com also offers weekly attorney-led masterminds, networking, and strategy sessions through their pre-syndication consulting agreements. To learn more, visit SyndicationAttorneys.com today to get started. This offer is not available to Florida residents.
So that's a little bit about our backstory and rationale, but let's talk about you and whether a move might make sense. And I want to share one additional story by author and speaker Tony Robbins. I remember reading in his book, Money Master the Game, he moved from California to Florida in 2013. They purchased a mansion, quite frankly, in Palm Beach for $24 million. And he wrote in the book, they were able to pay off that house in 6 years just solely based off the tax savings he otherwise would have allocated to the state of California. Now, that's an extreme example. Yes, he was motivated by taxes. That was the primary motivator to make the move in the first place. But what about your circumstances? How would you go about evaluating your own situation in that instance? So here's a few considerations, starting with number one, your income. What is your income? How high is it? The higher your income, the higher the potential for tax savings. Number two, consider your home size. If you were to make a move, would you be downsizing your home? Would you be upsizing your home? Or would you be making a lateral transfer, much like we did? And if the answer is upgrading or upsizing your home, just remember you may be paying additional property tax, insurance, and maintenance costs, which would eat into your potential tax savings. Number three, consider your employment options. Could you get a transfer with your company or job? Do you work from home? Could you potentially find a new job in a zero tax state and make more income? All of these are going to be dependent on you. So let's examine a quick case study to help paint the picture. And we'll use Bob as our example. And Bob's an active income earner making $200,000 per year, currently residing in Georgia, and also currently working from home with the added flexibility to make a potential move. So if Bob decided to move just one state away, let's say down to Florida, he might be able to save $11,500 per year in state income taxes. Now, the second factor would be what Bob decides to do about the home he lives in. Would he make a lateral transfer to a very comparable home? In which case, he's probably going to see elevated property taxes and elevated insurance cost, but he still might be able to walk away with some savings every year. Would he upsize his house to something larger? In which case, he might forfeit all of the tax savings, potentially. Or would he downsize his home? In which case, this might make a lot of sense for Bob, taking $11,500 every single year that he would otherwise be leaving on the table. If we change up the factor of income and we say that Bob actually makes $1 million per year in active income, this may make a lot of sense to make a move like this, because now he'd be saving potentially $57,500 per year, which could more than offset the costs of the move, and he would continue with those savings year over year. So in recent years, we've seen a massive inward migration to zero tax states and the Sunbelt states in general. The pandemic has only accelerated that. And what we're inevitably going to see is a normalization where home prices become a lot more elevated in these zero tax states. But as a trade-off, you don't have the state income tax. Now, the states that are losing population year over year, called negative migration, will begin to run incentives to get people to come back, either by lowering their state income tax or shifting the taxes around to other places, or in some cases, giving incentives or tax breaks to companies to relocate people and jobs to their state. But right now, we're in the midst of a major shakeup here in this country. And the question is, should you move to a zero tax state? You're listening to Passive Investor Tips. I'm your host, Travis Watts. Hope you found some value in this very short episode. If I can ever be a resource or mentor, please reach out at Passive Investor Tips on Instagram and Facebook, or Travis Watts on LinkedIn, Bigger Pockets, and other social media platforms. Have a best ever week. We'll see you in the next episode.
Hi, Best Ever listeners. Joe Fairless here again. And one last thing before you go, would you like to receive a short weekly email with proven tips from experienced investors, free tools and resources, and a roundup of the week's most relevant news and best ever content? Well, if so, join the community of nearly 15,000 commercial real estate passive and active investors who receive the Best Ever newsletter. Just go to bestevercre.com/access. And you'll get the very next one. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And as always, thank you for listening and have a best ever day.